vintage hats, shirts, golf gear supreme. Raiders of resale, living the dream. From whatnot to eBay, we score the loot. Vintage finds in every pursuit. Tips to cash in, story so grand. Reselling Raiders, rulers of the land. Reselling Raiders, treasure we chase. Hat house fired up, coaching the race. Vintage hat shirts, golf gear supreme. Raiders of resale, living the dream.
Hey, everybody. We made it back on a Saturday night. It's getting late, but make sure you join us over at the YouTube channel. Get in the chat because we're going to have a great giveaway this week as well. It's my turn for the giveaway. As usual, I'll give you a choice. But really want to thank everybody on the podcast side. Again, 2,000 downloads we hit.
Holy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You know, like
we couldn't
like
do it without you guys.
Couldn't like do a that rocket together. Ship on Apple. Every time that I upload a new podcast, it just keeps doing better. So really thank you guys for that. Leave us a 5-star review and then try to make it to the lives. We had a little rescheduling. I had a lot going on this week. Mary had a little surgery. She's doing awesome. And so there's some people that's reached out to me on Instagram and Facebook and stuff this week as well. I've just been kind of busy. So I will get back with y'all soon. But you know how it rolls here. We are ad free here on the YouTube live and the most recent replays, but we always have to have an ad. And this week it happens to be FanDuel and your favorite Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Hey, Raiders, it's FanDuel time, because if you're a degenerate gambler who's already hocked your vintage hats for a Cowboys parlay, we've got the fix. The Dallas Cowboys are off to a great 0-1 start, sucking harder than Jerry Jones trading away their best player like it's a fire sale on an underperforming talented team. Meanwhile, their merch flips like hotcakes, which is true. I don't know why those Cowboy fans just keep buying those hats. Proving the stuff from the Cowboys always sells good when the team's a total dumpster fire. Sign up with FanDuel today and turn that heartbreak into a digital disaster of hope. Bet on their next flop, over under projections, or just pray for a miracle upset. Use code Raiders to snag some free bonus cash. Perfect for chasing those eternal losses or pretending Jerry Jones' genius trade won't tank the season. FanDuel. I don't think none of us are Cowboys fans here for sure. I'm for sure of that. But no. I don't know.
Funny thing is, I had a Steelers fan show up at my stream tonight. I had a Ravens quarter zip on this rack. And I put it up there, and he's like, bah, bah, bah. And I had to go, wait a minute, hold on. There's your answer right there.
Dang!
Everybody got to see it, big as shit. They were like, oh, my God, look at that ink.
Hell yeah, dude. It's actually awesome because my parents, they live in California, but they did a clean out of their attic, and they sent me a big box of all the stuff. And look, it's my first. This was my jersey when I was a kid.
No kidding.
I'm dead serious. Look, wait, I have one more to show you because it's fucking awesome. Look.
Higher.
Mighty Ducks? That is badass.
Yeah, dude.
What's up, Donnie? Thanks for
I got two of my jerseys when I was a kid. And then, sorry, this last one.
There you go. Kobe did up, did you?
Yeah, I was like, dude, that's pretty cool.
Wow, those are some good ones.
Yeah.
Donnie, mom said we could stay up late.
Donnie, what's up, dude?
It's Saturday night. We don't have school tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was totally my fault. We were supposed to have it yesterday. I already apologize. That one was on me. The rest of the time is on Steven. So blame Steven. Finally, for one time, actually, Rob is off the hook. Until he makes a random noise throughout the pod, he'll be back on the hook.
No noises today. unless the cricket comes back.
Yeah. We're up against, we try not to go up against like football, but we're up against some good NCAA football going on right now. So
been some barn burners today. I'm watching the Navy game here on my phone.
I think a lot of people listen to the podcast, I think, while they're during the week, we kind of get a spike when people are kind of doing their thing. Really appreciate that. And the giveaway.
Oh,
you got to be a member, and we got a new member. Deb is the new member this week, which is awesome.
Deb, what a freaking gem.
Yeah, huge shout out to her. And then make sure you catch the end to catch all the members. And anytime we go live, if we happen to change the time, we're going to go live. You can guarantee that. But if we happen to change the time, the members still get in. This week is awesome. Check out this Buccaneers. Check out that.
Sports specialty.
Damn. It is super clean, too.
Damn, this guy's just giving away, like,
I thought it's Saturday night.
Good hats.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. We're going to give away something good, and the people listening back, you're just going to have to make sure you hit the notification bell and to be here when we go live, and you might catch something cool, like a sports specialty hat that we'll give away at the end. But as always,
I will say, though, you have to email us or Instagram us. Hit us up on Instagram with your info so we can send it to you. Because I still haven't heard from last week's winner to send
it. And I haven't heard from the week prior.
Yeah, so get with us.
I got to be honest, boys. I am not about to hunt you down. You know what I mean? I'm being honest. I'm not about to hunt you down to give you free shit. Yeah. So if you want it, shoot us a DM or whatever. And freaking, we'll get it out to you. But listen, if I never hear from you,
we're easy to find right down here.
Yeah, dude.
We're easy
right
to find.
There.
Yeah. I will get, if you would rather have a hat shaper, I would do that too. But I'll do either one. But I thought that was a pretty cool one.
I always say something in the chat, but I never win anything.
Because I don't put you in there. It's in the fine details. You got to
rig.
It's in the
rigged in the chat. Rigged in
I'm
the chat.
I'm gonna have to go wake up Amanda to put something in the chat, dude, because I might need that hat. Dude. I'm saying, dude, how was your guys' weeks? What's up?
It was awesome.
Man. What did we get into? Anything special?
I'm gonna tell you straight up, mine was dog shit. So there you go.
Really.
Yeah, work gets in.
So we have special on my left and dog shit on my right.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much how it went. We know, but you had a much better week than we did, right? Because you got to go to the flea across Florida.
We definitely had a good weekend, Florida. Or a good Friday and Saturday. That's for sure. We had a good week, just period. But yeah.
So let them know what is that event.
270 miles. It goes Highway 90 from Jacksonville, Florida, which is the furthest northeast city, all the way to whatever town borders Mobile, Alabama, right on the Florida-Bama line. And it just runs the whole panhandle. And they do there's a Facebook page for it that the lady who runs it updates a Google map every day, or, you know, until the event starts, which it started on the 12th yesterday, and it ran today, yesterday, Friday, and today, Saturday. And you literally just get on Highway 90, and it's like a 45 to a 55 mile per hour speed limit the whole way. And I mean, every town you go into, there's basically a big ass flea market, like an impromptu improvised flea market in a church parking lot or whatever. And then in between all those towns, there's just people set up on the road. And you just pull over and you just freaking get out and you just, it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. And the deals were unheard of. Like I'm talking like fill a trash bag of clothes for $5. You know what I mean? So you're getting like 25 cents a pop. You know,
so like what would you insane. what was your best find in the last 2 years?
I got Pokemon Crystal for Game Boy.
What does that go for?
175. That was really good. The fire helmets have to be the best. I got fire helmets in Live Oak, Florida. Brand new in the boxes, like firefighter helmets from Lionheart. And yeah, they're $399, $400 all day. I paid $10 a pop for those. There's a lot of good stuff, dude. Like I got Python snakeskin boots, and you know, like, I mean, I have so many garments, like so many pairs of jeans, t-shirts. The only thing, actually, oddly enough, considering like hats is like one of the big things that, like, I guess, you know, people probably know us for in the cell world. Very, very few hats. Very, very few hats. There was just a lot of, you know, mesh trucker modern hats out there, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's tough to find hats out there. Yeah. That's why I kind of stopped going to garage sales too much, because it's just so sporadic. And then when you do find some, most of them time, they are just the cheap ones.
Yeah. That's why, like, you diversify, like digital cameras is a big one. I mean, there's easily a couple grand of stuff that I picked up. I can't remember every piece, but those are the big hitters, at least. There were a couple YouTubers that I saw out there. I don't know their names, but I guess I only imagined, because they had their GoPros on their chests or whatever. I thought that was cool. They were kind of running in packs. So I skipped a couple of sales to get ahead of some of them boys. I mean, I did really. Like, there was a guy from Miami and a guy from Orlando that were riding together that you could tell we kind of had an eye for the same thing. So I ran into them for like three straight sales. So I skipped the next two sales because they kept, you know, they kept being in front of me by just a little bit. And so I skipped the next two and got a big head start on them. So it was fun, though. It was a real blast. Amanda got some good stuff. Amanda got a comb, and I'll bolo this next week because I don't have it with me. But she got a brush. And the sell through rate on it is insane. And it's like, dude, it's like $160 brush.
Or did mine?
Like, huh? Can you hear me?
I think Steven lost us.
You can hear me, Rob?
I hear you, yeah. I hear Steven, too.
Yeah, I hear Steven. Sick. Dude, bro, you need some turtle beaches, dude. You need to get you.
Can y'all still hear me? Give me a thumbs up.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
But I can't hear you. That is so awesome.
Heck yeah, dude.
Sign battery. You.
Yeah. Hey, that was probably a gang sign, dude. You better watch it, dude.
Don't worry about it. Hey, don't you even stress.
How about a Knowles, baby? I think we're going to the Kent State, the Knowles Kent State game next Saturday.
Oh, really?
Because it's a family weekend, and it's family weekend for FSU. So
usually the first cream puff is.
Yeah, we're doing the fur. We're doing my sister's. You're
gonna take care of your sister.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, we just came back from there today. That was kind of our midway point with the whole Flee Across Florida thing, and then stayed the night there. Took off for the first like 5 hours this morning, and then came on back. So,
awesome. Yeah.
If anybody lives in Florida, though, it's a good time, or the surrounding Alabama, Georgia, it's a good time, and it's worth your time too. It's not one of the bullshit things. It's like,
is it worth it's a legit flying down for? That's what I need to know.
I mean, this is how I looked at it. Right, we paid $117 for a hotel room last night. All right,
right.
Yeah, I mean, we were driving the Tesla, but gas, like, you know, for charging, cost us like $20 or so, and then our food. So like all in travel wise, we were probably somewhere in the $200, maybe a little bit north of that, because my sister stole some money from me. So, and I mean, you know, one camera that I got Well, like, you know, dude, she's freaking eating on my dime. You know what I mean? So I always tell her she's stealing shit. But so hey, like, you Steven, know, one
I'm not
camera.
Yes or no? I'm not hearing a yes or a no.
Oh, is it is because it's like if one thing that you buy pays for your expenses, then all the rest of the stuff that you get, like, it's just all profit, you know? So
one helmet.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, one helmet. We're already well into the profit. So it was awesome. It was a good time. What did you get into this week? What was shit and what was good?
Oh, for me, it was I just had a lot of work problems.
Oh.
So I was
But you had a show tonight, right?
Yeah, I have a show tonight. I mean, you know, if we're going back through the week, it was kind of like 60, 70 hours spent at work or driving to and from. It was just one of those weeks where.
How'd the show go?
Show went fine. Show went great. Yeah.
Good.
I would say those types of shows, like when I do like these clearance shows and drop it down to like, you know, you can pick a number, $5, $6, $7, whatever you're trying to make a theme out of. It seems like they take longer
to get to the number that you need to get to.
It's just weird. It's like, I was telling my wife, it's like, you know, we kind of like, so when I run my normal shows, I start everything at like $10. That's my number. I start everything at $10. There's a lot of people to start 13, 15, whatever they want. I don't care. I liked a nice round $10. I have OCD, so it really makes me do things weird. Anyway, so I've picked the number 10. That's where I start everything. And those shows, I can encapsulate them within 2 hours. And it's literally usually like a bigger, better show. And it may be because I put a lot of just killer shit on the racks.
Yeah.
That's worthy of it. But these shows, it's like, okay, it's a clearance show for a reason. And, you know, so we're selling this stuff for probably what people want to pay for it. And usually that's what happens. But it seems like the 1 hour comes. 2 hours will come, and that's usually about the size of my show is 2 hours. But I mean, it's like every time I've done one of these shows, they want me to stay on for like 3-4 hours, and it's just like 25-30 people the whole time just sitting in there just bullshitting and chatting. And I mean, it's pretty cool, but it's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah,
that I could still be on right now, literally, probably. It's not like, I mean, there's the rack. It's not like I don't have enough to keep selling.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and then there's this rack right here, too. That's ladies.
So did you hit your number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hit my number.
So you think just kind of waiting on you to just give in and run a banger for half off?
No, I mean, I don't know what the deal is. I think it's just it's a Saturday night. Everybody's sitting around like I think it gets to be where it's like I go later at night. So like all the people playing golf and everything are already home and everything. And dinner's done. And now you're in your relaxed mode. Now with college football back, you know, you're sitting around watching football and whatnot, and at the same time, it's. I think it drags out because people are just chilling and hanging out.
Just want to socialize and.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
I got one of the guys at my work on the whatnot or whatever, and he walked in the other morning. And he goes. But I spent $320 on golf balls last night.
I literally, one of my guys in my league asked about it. And I told him, I said, look, I'll send you the link. Okay, I'll send you my link. So you get $15. I gave him the whole spiel and everything. And I said, and I looked him dead in the eyes. I said, but I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. It's addicting.
Yeah,
and that's the only thing I'm going to tell you right now. You will become addicted to this. You're warned.
Yep.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Enjoy.
Enjoy it till the bill comes.
Yeah. Dude, my buddy goes, he said he got his first. Yeah, I don't remember the exact balls that he said he was buying, but the first box that he said he got for a steal, like a crazy steal, you know? And he's like, what? He says, well, the next couple that he bought still was a good price, but it was much less of a steal than that initial one. So like, you know, he justified it in his brain. Like, well, I can pay more for these ones. Right. Because the first one was so cheap that it kind of all equals out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's like $300 later and freaking he's like, holy shit, I got a lot of golf balls, dude. So
that is good. It kind of ties into our theme. That's kind of like advice for just anybody new to whatnot. Just, almost get out when you get a good deal.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, literally.
But we definitely
you know what? The best advice for buyers is repeatable from all the new gambling apps. Cuz nowadays they're all pushing how to set limits for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what they're all doing, every single one of them. Like, you go on there now and they're like, "Hey, let us help you set up limits for yourself," because they just want to take a little bit at a time, but they want to keep taking it forever.
Yeah, exactly. Versus
bankrupting you and you're in and out.
Yeah, you drop whatever amount of money is a lot to you the first time, and then you're not ever going to do it again.
You don't ever come back because that sting hurts.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like the Netflix bill that comes out by $7 every month. You're like, you don't even notice. But then, your car insurance jacks up, and you're like, "What? Wait, what in the world, dude? Like,
no, for a new one now.
If y'all just increased it by a tiny, tiny bit, I mean, you'd never even know, you know."
Corky, good to see you. We made it too.
Heck glad we made it. Big Q.
We're talking Corky about
gets
the
credit for being here at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're talking about how addictive whatnot can be, and I think it's just like that. I go through every 6 months and I look at every single subscription that I have and I cut them out as many as I possibly can.
Rocket Money will do that for you.
Yeah. link below. Yeah. Is there do you have a link for that?
Yeah.
I'm working on it. Hold on.
We got to get these sponsors to pay up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's coupon code.
I'm still waiting
code
for the check from Aunt Sandy's peanuts.
Yeah. The boiled peanuts.
I was saying.
Yeah,
dude. Amanda had boiled peanuts for the first time yesterday, dude. Oh, dude. She was rocking and rolling, son. I'm telling you.
Really? Are they salty or are they just good?
Well, we got the Cajun ones. So they just got the regular seasoning and then we got the Cajun ones. And they weren't overly spicy or nothing, but I'm telling you right now, 16-ounce cup destroyed all of them. She was stricken.
Sitting over there smacking her lips.
Yep, literally. That was her. Yeah,
so
dude. She had
was it the ad hands that made her want to get some
bowls? Yeah, dude. Yeah.
See? It works.
Yeah.
I'm going to double down on that bill. Uh-huh. I'm doubling down on that bill.
Yeah. And the rest of the pod's going to be laying 500 on the Cowboys next week.
Yeah, dude. Dude. Hey, parlay that with Jags at Cincinnati, and that way you can at least win half your parlay.
Yeah, we should have Fired Up Finds Lock of the Week. That's
dude.
Pay money on Cincinnati.
Yeah, every week it's just like Jags are gonna beat freaking, you know, whoever we're playing.
Did they win last week?
Why don't we're not gonna start being disrespectful? It's only week one.
I was just asking.
But let's keep up. I know Oklahoma doesn't have a professional sports team, but
enough. We beat Michigan. That's
you
all
do have you do have world champ basketball team though.
We have that.
So
that is a sweet. Look at that. That's a sweet starter jacket right there.
Yeah, dude. That thing's nice. Those are the ones that Rob just stashes until something big happens and then he'll just randomly send it to you. So if you just if you just say that you like it for long enough,
I love it. Yeah,
he will eventually just send it to you, which is the best part.
You gotta wait him out.
Yeah.
I need to put this up on eBay right now.
I really like that, dude. Like, what is that? Peter Mott? Who is it? Was that the Georgia Bulldog?
Yes, the Georgia Bulldog. It says Ugga right there.
Okay. Yeah, I can't see it.
That's a banger. What is that? $70?
It's got to be. It's got to be newer tags, too.
Okay, so we're looking at a Peter Millar with NCAA logo on it. I'm kind of interested. What would you and what everybody would start it at? I said mine. That's where I would have been.
MSRP is $100.
MSRP so. 100. It is new with tags. What would you start it at if you put it on eBay?
Good size too. It's a large, so it'll fit an XL.
Well, with the custom embroidery, I always like doing 60% of MSRP. So, you know, that's probably where I'd start. $60. But I mean, you know, I don't know. It's also college season, so you might want to start at 75 or
yeah.
But then it's like I don't want to get too close to 98 because then it's like, well, shit, they might as well just bought it from the store.
You may not be able to get that style.
Yeah, you're right. They might be in freaking Minnesota and just somehow be a UGA fan. You don't know, you know.
Yeah, so, they went to school there and then they ended up working in Minnie.
Yeah,
a lot of those, like the Peter Millars, you can only get them at like the special shops around campus and stuff.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, that's a good ass shirt.
Quirky Quest is with me at 70. What about you, Rob? What would you sell it for on eBay?
I put it up at like $69.
$69.99.
Yeah, that's solid. I like it. I guess anytime I find new attack stuff, I always just look at it as like 60%, you know.
I do too. I'm typically 50. I typically put stuff at 50% if I don't know it very well, and then whatever is on the tag. But if I happen to know the niche a little bit better, I might raise it up a little bit. That's a pretty good rule of thumb. Like even if you're outsourcing and you find new with tag stuff and it's 49, you can probably guess you're going to get around 20 to 25 for it, and just
unless
Rob's got unless, the exception to the rule.
So you get the new with tags, right?
Yeah,
you get, and then you accidentally wash it.
Oh, that sucks. Are you going to save it, bro? Just call it used now. Just.
That is new and washed out, bro. I'm freaking dead. Oh, I'm dead. That's so funny, dude.
NWWT.
I got a whole new category.
Oh, it's a whole new category. Dude.
Best advice for new sellers. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that, dude.
Don't do that. Just don't take do the that shit at all.
This is actually a great topic this week because Amanda's mom has dipped a couple toes in the game over the last, I'd say, 2 weeks or so. So, like, I've been having, she's not 10 toes in, but, you know, she's probably 3 on a foot. And
she's got 10 toes, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think so. I never really inspected, you know? She don't walk with a limp.
Because that's the window to your future wife.
Yes, that is true. I have had firsthand experience the last, you know, week and a half or 2 weeks or something like that, going through the motions of like teaching a new person, you know, like what to do. Yeah, not even necessarily the whole what to look for, because I think that's so unique to who, you know, to the individual, but all the other stuff.
Just the mechanics of doing it.
The mechanics, yeah. Yeah.
And mine is, my number one is just focus on one platform. And whether it's eBay or whether it's whatnot, or if you decide to do Poshmark or Mercari or whatever it is, just try to get really good at that one thing first. And I know I talk about cross-listing all the time, but it's definitely only for kind of advanced. I wouldn't get into all that. And then just sell it. Just get some sales under your belt, and don't be afraid to give people some deals when you first get started, just so you learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. And
you give deals all the time.
I think I do.
I still give deals.
Yeah.
I get tons of deals. Yeah, that and because like there's some things that you kind of just forget to explain, you know? And like and so like with her, I'm like, listen, I'm like, there's gonna be some things that you sell that I'm not gonna tell you about prior, or maybe I just don't know, you know, like this right. thing will happen. And I'm like, dude, making the mistake is totally fine. You know what I mean? I'm like,
oh yeah,
like Amanda and I made a massive mistake last week, like, or actually earlier this week. I think the biggest mistake that we've ever made, actually, that bowl that we showed on the bolos 2 weeks ago, or whatever. Yeah, well, guess what got smashed in the mail?
No, Mary asked. She mentioned I'd be so scared to sell that bowl because I'd be afraid to ship it.
So two things. This bowl is not a fine piece of blown glass. Like this is a thick ass bowl, thick, with four or five seats, thick as shit. And then I used half of a 350-foot square foot roll of freaking bubble wrap on this one bowl. I used 175 feet of bubble wrap on this bowl in a proper size box. The box is pristine. No damage to the box. She opens it up, dude, and a freaking basically a quarter of the bowl broke off. So that's not the mistake. The mistake is not the way in which it was shipped, because I would ship it again the same way. It was just that shit's gonna happen. The mistake was we did not insure that item.
I was getting ready to say, did you insure it?
Yeah.
That's the biggest mistake right there. So for anybody out there, especially the new guys, when the UPS is going to give you $100, their default is $100.
Same with USPS. It's the same with USPS.
Yeah. I meant the post office, not UPS. But so it's $100. So yeah. If you sell an item, $456.
Pay the extra money for the insurance.
Yeah. So that was on our part. And it wasn't even intentional. That's the problem. We didn't intentionally not buy insurance.
Just going through the motions too fast.
It was just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah. Click, 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 click. Going, yeah.
And then it was just one of those things where it was like, I mean, dude, of all the things we've ever sold, I mean, especially the breakable stuff, I've never, ever. Oh, in the very beginning, I had one thing break that was already a very fragile piece. This thing was a pretty robust bowl, so I wasn't all that concerned about it. But, yeah, I've never had anything break. And so, it's just like I'm just a huge mistake for us because we, you know, and the post office will honor. It might take a little bit, but they will honor when you buy that insurance. If items go over $100, I'm not going to insure a $120 item, but right. You know, once the price gets up to a certain amount, you have to insure it. So like the shirt that I sold on Whatnot for $2,000, I fucking insured that, you know what I mean? Not that it was going to break, but if anything were to happen to that, I got $2,000 worth of insurance on that shirt.
Yeah,
exactly. And so like, you know, I was forward thinking in that one. It just, I wasn't in this one, but
hey, I just put insurance. I just sold that case of Labubu's I had. I put insurance on that, and that thing's only going from here in Columbia to Alexandria, Virginia. Right. I will literally drive by that town five times before the post office actually delivers it.
Yeah,
nice.
My experience with insurance has been really good too. I mean, most of the time I ever have to do it, it's probably like two or three times a month. I guess it's a lot actually, but I have to is items that don't show up or not, or that aren't delivered. And the claims process,
that's the biggest problem. Yeah.
Yeah. The claims process is really easy. Just uploading a couple of screenshots and then saying, hey, it didn't show up. And they send you a check. And most of the time it's within a week. I mean, I'm already paid out for that item. It's really,
they approved my $100, like, you know, almost immediately. It wasn't, they didn't try to give me no hassle. So it seems good. You know, yeah, but it's just like that's one of those things, and that's one of the things I told Mandy because she was super upset about it, and obviously I was too. I was like, dude, this freaking sucks, right? But I'm like, you just learn, like it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, does it suck at I? And this is me personally. I feel more bad for the lady because I'm like, dude, that's a in the bowl world, that's a grail piece, bro.
Grail, you
know
what I mean? Dude,
that's the OU big logo hat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the freaking staple grail piece that you're not just gonna. You're not just going to pop onto eBay and just find that, you know what I mean? Like, that's like it's like, you know, it doesn't come around long, like all that often. So like for her, she's like, dude, I'm getting this grail piece. And then like, it shows up and it's, you know, it's broke or whatever. And so it's just a bummer.
She's probably still in tears.
She is, like, she wrote me a long message. She was super nice. Like, it was, you know, she wasn't mad at me or whatever, but I was just like, dude, I'm bummed out for you because, you know, this isn't not an everyday thing. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know what I mean? But it's okay to make mistakes, dude. Like, you know, I'm sure Steven still makes them after many years of doing it, and Rob, and like, dude, there's all kinds of shit that you just have to be okay with and be like, yeah, dude, it's fine. Like, you know, my bad. I screwed up, and like, guess what I won't do again? I won't send something like that without insurance, you know? Yeah. So
And most everything, even if you mess up at the very beginning or you get a negative or whatever, you can recover. I mean, you can recover. It's nothing that you can do is really going to ruin your account. Or, I mean, if you do things over and over and over again, yeah, I mean, you could have problems, but one mistake is not going to ruin you.
Steven, since you're like the biggest eBay guy out of the three of us, as far as like most success, if somebody came up to you and was like, hey, I want to start an eBay store. If you could give me three main things other than product, we don't want to hear about product, but three main things that would enhance my chances of running a successful store, especially in the beginning, what would they be?
I think the first one is it's got to be price. I think a lot of people go in thinking their stuff's worth more than it is, and you have to be realistic about the price that you're going to get on eBay. Just like we were talking about a brand new whatever it is, and you see $100 tag on it and you think you're going to get $100 on it on eBay, that's not going to happen. And so buy accordingly. Don't feel like your stuff is that much better than everybody else's either, and that you're not willing to negotiate on price. And the second one is I think don't be afraid to promote, especially if you're getting stuff for $1. It's like we've talked about this before. If you have that bowl, you don't need to promote it. Because it's that only bowl. But if you have an OU hat that everybody else has and there's 100 of them on eBay, don't be afraid to do the promoted listings. It will sell 10 times faster. And is that two?
Mm-hmm.
Price and promote.
Promotion
and price. If you're not worried about a ton of sales, you can not do either one of those. If you want to wait around, and you have the money to wait around, then wait around for top dollar, and it might come in a year.
But yeah, your third one has to be with P also. So,
price, promotion, and
you can't say product. So,
what are you, Marcus?
Tell me I couldn't say product.
You can't say product. I have the last P. It's like it was my number one.
All right.
Pictures,
yes, for sure. Pictures, yeah. Take a lot of pictures.
The quality of them,
yeah,
the quality of photo, like it, like, and we're still trying to get better. Still trying to, like, Steven. Like, if anybody goes to Hat House 79, I've not seen Rob's eBay store, but if you go to Hat House 79, all of his pictures are uniform, they're all on that, you know, on that wood top. or, you know, whatever that is, that workbench. You know, they're all uniform. They look nice. And I'm not saying they all have to be uniform. Backgrounds can change or whatever. But, like, they got to be good photos. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they got to be good photos. And I saw that, and I asked this question because I saw this on Facebook the other day. And it was a guy that was like, why am I selling bread and butter all the time? Like Ralph Lauren, you know what I mean? Where it's going to sell, but it won't sell immediately. And dude, his like, he had like just a really good way of explaining how his cover photo is so much more attracting than like everybody will do like a full garment picture as the cover, you know? And his is like nicely, like the thing's nicely folded and you can just see the pattern. And the tag kind of all, and it just, it looks different than the other ones. And I'm like, it just got me thinking. I was like, well, damn, that's got to be like one of the best when you're new and you're just grabbing stuff out of your closet in your garage. Like, what's going to make it a little bit different than everybody else's? Or like, what makes it a little bit more appealing than everybody else's? You know what I mean? And I'm like, you can just have a better quality photo off the bat. And yeah, there's no skill in that. You know, it's just like taking the time to, you know, just get a better photo and not just go throw it on your bed, you know, with your dog hair sheets and take four photos of it and then also list it for top of the market, you know? So right.
Kind of like a couple of weeks ago when I sold the Nike hat and I put that one extra picture in there of the back of it because I knew it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I've done a little bit more of that on some better items, and I think it definitely helps set you apart from everybody else. And
absolutely,
even if somebody spends like an extra 10 to 15 seconds on your listing, just kind of like the algorithm, whether it's social media, and it can tell that people are actually staying on that listing or clicking on that listing, or just even it stops their browsing to look at it, I'm sure the algorithm picks up on that and continues to push yours to the top.
Yeah.
And some people say, don't take too much time with photos. I think there's a time and a place. There's items that could be I could take more time with. Definitely. So what do we got? Price,
promote,
and pictures.
And photos. Yeah. And pictures. Yeah. 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 You're right. You don't need to spend 30 freaking minutes every item, you know? But it's just like, you got to put in some effort, you know, that's all. Like, just like Brandon, who's usually in the chat, he says it best. He's like, dude, he's like, because, and he actually does a lot of buying on Poshmark and eBay like that. You know what I mean? I don't do much buying on there. And he's like, I'm not buying a shirt or some jeans or whatever from you for like $35. If you don't even take the time to just iron the wrinkles out, you know? He's like, you know what I mean? Like that's literally his whole thing every time is like, dude, this shit's wrinkled, like, and you're wanting the top of the market, you know? And it could be a nice background or whatever. But, dude, that's his thing. Dude. He's like, bro, I can't believe these people are posting wrinkled-ass photos and they want $35 for this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's wrinkles.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about before. Your stuff is not that much better. 9 times out of 10, your stuff is not any better than what somebody else has.
Yeah.
Patience. Well, we got four. Donnie gave us the fourth P.
Patience, yes.
And I think what you just said leads into another thing that new people need to realize is you need to check your ego at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You are now stepping into a business environment. And you can't take it personally.
Yeah.
You know,
do you guys find that? Like, do you guys have friends and family that will be like, hey, Rob, hey, Steven, I have this thing. Oh, I think that thing's worth a lot of money. And then you're like, yeah, oh, let's see. And then it turns out that it's like $7. And you're like, yeah, you know, it's really only worth $7, dude.
Yeah. You might put that in the garage.
Customer service is huge.
Yeah.
Customer.
Yeah. No, that. Hello?
That is probably my weakest.
Look at Rob. He's sleeping on the job.
Rob
is sleeping on the job. Oh, there he is.
Man, he's back.
Dang. He was a guy that had a little narcolepsy. Kid.
Yeah, I'm selling the same shit everybody else is. So customer service is where I need to stress it.
Look, he just picked back up where he left off. He just took a full nap and just acted like nothing happened.
That is amazing.
Hey, to us, Rob, you just completely froze with your eyes closed for like 20 seconds.
Like this?
Yes. Yeah, dude. Yeah, it literally. Was just like
that. So I know when it happens because you guys turn into spinning wheels. You guys turn
into
spinning wheels, yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a buddy that he'd fall asleep in the recliners at the firehouse all the time, and then you'd be like, hey, Jason. And he'd be like, yeah, dude, yeah, like this movie is like insane, isn't it? Or like he'd fall asleep with his phone in his hand, and then he would like snore too loud and wake back up and then just like start scrolling back on Facebook like it never happened. So good.
It's always
customer service is great. Customer service is a lot more, you get a lot bigger benefit, in my opinion, initially from good customer service on Whatnot. Like,
yeah.
On eBay, your opportunity for customer service, like the way that we think about customer service it's so limited. You know what I mean? Like other than just doing the right thing and like packaging the correct item in the correct way and sending it to the correct person. That's really like all the customer service that you really do. But on Whatnot specifically, you have way more opportunity to be like, you know,
well, because thank Whatnot's you more of a social platform.
Yeah,
I think
for sure
they're pushing the live selling on eBay more, so you know
I can't get the freaking notifications on my phone, dude. It's so annoying.
Really?
Yeah. I get them constantly, and that's what's annoying.
I looked how to turn off those notifications. I couldn't find
just
them.
Those though.
Right.
I still want offers and sales.
Off. Yeah. You can't turn those off without turning
others off. Dude, it's so annoying because for the last 2 years, every time my phone vibrates and it's an eBay notification, you know that you're making some money. Now the shit vibrates and like 50% of the time it's daggum somebody I don't give a shit about going live on eBay.
Yeah. Johnny Slim. I'm like, oh. Who?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Desensitize people to it. Nobody's going to care about it.
Yeah, exactly. I did go into one though, because I was curious, dude. They did have like 7,000 viewers, I think. It was like, they literally had like 7,000. It was insane.
Oh, Quirky had an issue, customer service issue. Now let's go through this. I just had an issue right now. Customer bought some shoes. I have printed the tag for delivery and then canceled the order.
I'm guessing that's the shipping label.
Yeah.
Right.
The cancellations are out of control on eBay, I think. I get them. I get at least two or three a day selling 30 items. So about 10%, it seems like, is where I'd probably put it. About 10% of the items ordered by mistake, or I don't know. And I don't know what they're doing, if they're putting multiple offers in.
Yeah.
Like on like two or three items, and then whichever one with the lowest price is accepting first, and then they go in and try to cancel the other two. I don't know if that's happening or if they put stuff in their cart and they don't realize it's in their cart, and then they check out and they actually bought your item. I don't know what's going on, but the cancellation has definitely got a lot worse.
No, it's more like they're buying it and then their wife's finding out and they're having to cancel because they got in trouble. It's
totally possible.
Totally.
This is like,
hey, maybe they fell asleep and they swiped for $2,000. You never know, dude.
But this is like an epidemic. But in that situation, Corky, I don't print the label till I am shipping it, so I never really run into that. I know there's a lot of people on eBay that like almost print the label like right after it's purchased, kind of to stop people from doing that. But I don't do that. In that situation, you could cancel the label and the transaction, and you get a refund as long as it doesn't get scanned. So you should be fine to cancel it. But it does suck. It's a pain.
Yeah, I usually just tell them it already shipped.
You can do that too, but then you'll just get a return if they really don't want it.
Get a return.
Yeah, which is fine, but the chances of somebody returning it
50-50.
They're probably a little bit better than you accepting the cancel. That's how I look at it.
So you just ship it to them anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, yeah. No, if the label's already printed, that means that I've already put it in a box or in whatever, and it's already in the pile to go out the door, and you send me a cancellation request, you're going to have to return it because that's already shipped.
In that situation, I would probably do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, anything before that, like, of course, I'll accept it. But, you know, because I look at it like, okay, they want to cancel it. Well, what if they get it and then they open it and they're like, well, dude, this shit's actually kind of cool. I want it. And then they just keep it. Or they do like me, and then I'm like, I still don't want it, but I'm way too lazy to actually return it to you. So then I'm just going to end up keeping it anyway. You know what I mean?
I ended up calling eBay super frustrated again this week.
What happened?
We were talking about item not as described, right? So I go and I start looking, and my percentage is still pretty low for the category that I'm in, but I just don't believe that I'm batting zero, right? But eBay is telling me I'm batting zero, and I just can't wrap my head around that I never win a case anymore. Since eBay took away, you used to be able to withhold the shipping and then report the buyer, and you would win some of those cases that you did describe it correctly, you put in, and now I'm winning 0% of the cases. And I'm not getting any refund on my shipping label since they changed it to just getting a refund on the back end. So I really think they're just like rubber stamping every item not as described case as against the seller now. Yeah. And they're not giving any of those refunds, and they're not taking them off of your percentage. Because I could see that. Maybe I only win one or two that I described correctly, but I'm zero. And I called eBay and I was like, I just don't know how I'm batting zero. Can you let me know? And I've never had a refund for a label now. So
what did they say to you?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't overturn it. They can't overturn any of this. No, I actually have the concierge where you actually talk to somebody that
that's like here?
Understand. Yes.
Okay. So that's cool.
And
how the hell do you get eBay concierge? Did you hear that shit, dude? Did you hear that shit, Rob? How do you get concierge service?
And I think that's what they call it. But anyways, it's where
they use the bigger, fancier words for us.
But you get to talk to a real person and quicker, but
and you still lose though.
And you still lose. The answer is not better. There you go.
You just get your disappointment.
You just get let down faster, and
maybe
you understand that they don't care a little.
Well, I mean, it's you know, look, hey, what not rubber stamp shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when
at least
bitched out for that form filler givey, they never bothered to look and see if it was shipped or not. They just said, hey, you're being an asshole. Don't do it. And I said, hey, what are you talking about? And then they quoted my exact words where I said, I'm not going to ship this ever, and you can kiss my ass and throw me off a whatnot. I don't care.
Oh, shit.
Well, do you think... Do they?
Maybe you should look at the shipping thing and see that it shipped.
Yeah, not everything I say is true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like all those rappers that talk about, you know, like gang violence, but it's like they don't mean it, you know?
Not real. Like,
not real. It's for entertainment, you know?
This comment is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, it's for entertainment. Like, yeah, we totally did not shoot that guy, I swear. Like, we just knew about it. So, that's freaking good, dude. Oh, okay, here. I have to tell you guys this story because I have not talked to you all week. So,
is it going to get me kicked off of YouTube?
No, but this is a beaut of a story, okay? It is a beaut, and it made me nervous. I go to an estate sale a month ago, right? I get a lot of t-shirts, bring them home. A lot of these t-shirts, okay, I got about 10 of them or so. They said Southside Motorcycle Parts, right? And then it gave like a there's a little phone number on there, and then it had a number one with wings in between the logo, right? I'm not a biker guy. I thought that meant that there was a motorcycle parts store, exactly what it says, on the south side of Jacksonville. It seems like a pretty reasonable thing to think. Am I wrong? Okay. So, like I said, I'm not a motorcycle guy. So I wear to the flea market last weekend a shirt that only says south side. It doesn't even say the motorcycle parts. It says nothing else. And there's no design. There's no nothing. It says in old English on the front left a pocket, it says south side, and a biggest shit on the back, it says south side. So I get there at 7 a.m. I've been there for literally 5 minutes, and a guy walks up to me and he goes, south side, huh? And I go, and I'm, you know, I'm clueless, dude. I'm like, dude, what are you? I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, your shirt. And I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, where'd you get it? And I'm like, I got it from a state sale like a month ago. He goes, you know, that's a chapter of the Outlaws, right? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. And he goes, are you affiliated? And I'm like, no, obviously not. I'm like, are you affiliated? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I've been affiliated for 25 years on the West Side. And I'm like, oh shit, this ain't good, dude. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm like, well, thanks for letting me know. You know what I mean? I'm like, shit, I didn't know. Right. So I go back to doing what I'm doing because I'm like, whatever. Well, dude, this guy stands there and just looks at me. And it's like 5-6 seconds goes by. And I'm like, I look back and I'm like, okay. I'm like, he's like, I just want you to know like what you're wearing. And I'm like, oh, I understand, but I'm not taking it off. I'm not changing or anything. And he's like, all right. So this is 7:30, right? Or like 7, whatever time. 11 a.m., right? The rest of the day goes like 11 a.m. I'm walking out to my truck. I pass by this guy, no shirt on, giant tattoo across his chest that says FU, right? No shirt. And I'm like, oh, damn. He looks at my shirt. We pass each other. He turns around, looks at the back of my shirt. He goes, hey. And I'm like, I start to turn around and I notice that he's with a giant of a man, a freaking huge dude, big beard, black tank top. Tattoos. I'm like, dude, that sounds anarchy, dude. I freaking turn back around like I didn't even hear him. He goes, hey! And I didn't start running. I just briskly, very briskly walked to the end of the freaking flea market, got my truck, and went home, dude. And I called Amanda, and I was like, bro, this is not a joke, dude. I'm like, this is insane. I can't even believe this just happened. So,
I can't believe you just wouldn't. Why wouldn't you just like turn it inside out or something?
Because like the guy was it's trying the to
principle
punk me.
Of the matter.
The guy was trying to like punk me, and I was like,
"Rip his squad, man."
Yeah, but I was like, it was weird though because he was like an old guy, and like he wasn't like he didn't even come up to me like he was mad. Like he didn't come up to me like I'm gonna kick your ass or anything. He came up to me like I'm annoyed that you're wearing this. Does that make sense? Like you almost like you're appropriating my culture type of thing. If, right? Does that make sense?
That's how this shit goes. Well, they don't nobody comes up to you all mad and everything. Next thing you know,
you have to earn the right to wear those types of things.
Yeah, but
get your eyes on the ground.
I didn't know what it was. And I'm just like, well shit, I'm at the flea market, dude. I'm not like, dude, it's a shirt that says one word on it. How dumb.
Dude.
So yeah. Yeah, I almost got my ass kicked at the flea market over wearing a shirt that I had zero clue what in the world it meant, but it was an outlaw biker gang shirt.
So, you know what they say when you go to court, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. No, I hear you.
It'd have been so easy to turn it inside out and just, you probably wouldn't.
I wouldn't even do that though. It's just like, that's the dumbest thing in the world. Like I would go and get
what
a different
principle are you standing on right there.
It's not even a principle. I mean, look, it's just like
he's going out to the parking lot now, and there's 100 bikes out there.
Dude, I'm gonna show up there tomorrow morning, dude. I'm like, oh god, like, hopefully he doesn't get upset with me.
Maybe you don't wear a Southside shirt tomorrow.
Well, no, I'm definitely not. Like, I'm not. Oh yeah, dude, Donnie, for sure. And I'm like, the thing is this is why. is because the guy obviously knew that that's like us wearing Bulldogs hats or shirts. It's like the guy obviously knew that I wasn't wearing it for any particular reason. You know what I mean? Like, he knew that. You could very clearly, like, I said that. And then I'm like, so if you know that, then just like let me go on about my business. And
did you look him up on eBay?
No, I didn't. No. What, on eBay?
Yeah.
Are no. you
gonna sell it?
But yeah, well, I did sell a couple in a Whatnot show a couple days ago.
So did you at least give them a disclaimer?
No.
Jesus Christ, they're gonna die. Yeah.
Dude, it's Southside Jacksonville. That's the like that's so I don't think people are gonna know about it wherever they went to. So but maybe they will. I don't know. Because I never thought in a million years that somebody I never thought in a million years that it was that was a controversial shirt at all. Like never. Well, and this is the worst part, dude, is that not only was I wearing that shirt, right? I showed up in jean shorts, black steel-toed boots, right? And, dude, I had the whole thing going on, dude. Unknowingly, I had it all going on. I was thinking, damn, dude, I fucked up this time, dude. This is bad.
I'm going down.
So, yeah.
So that's your best advice for new sellers is – don't rep the Southside merch.
Stand tall while you got your Southside shirt on.
Yeah.
Stand tall. Don't let them push you around.
There's so many that you could, dude, you could spend hours on.
Don't let biker gangs push you around while you got your shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah. The best thing I would say, if I had to give you a number one piece of advice ever on being a new seller, is just watch a lot of videos. That allows a nationwide somebody gonna have a Whatnot return request.
Jesus,
dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. Somebody bought like three of them, dude.
You're right. Okay. You might message them.
Yeah,
might...
no. Which I know the Outlaws are a nationwide. I know who the Outlaws are, but you know, somebody wearing a Southside Jacksonville shirt, does that matter in Wisconsin? Does it? I don't know. I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not really plugged into the old freaking biker gang culture, you know?
Would you take the chance?
Well,
now that you've had your experience.
They can, though. I was like, dude, these shirts are sick, bro. You need them. They were, dude. Good fades on them. Single stitch, dude. They were sick.
I'm in tears. I swear to God, I'm in tears. Yeah.
You should have put them on Facebook Marketplace around there.
Oh my God! No, dude.
They probably just came and took them from you.
Yeah, see, and that's the problem. Like, we can't have that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we cannot. I'll tell you what. I cannot be beefing with gangsters from my city. Like, I'm a peaceful guy, dude. I just try to live in harmony. That's all. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Jesus Christ.
But listen, I would say if you had a number one best advice for a new seller is watch a bunch of content. That's the best thing that you can do in the beginning, in my opinion.
No.
Watch a bunch of YouTube videos.
Make contacts.
No, content.
To watch it.
Contact.
To learn.
Yeah. 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 Watch a lot of YouTube videos. YouTube's awesome for, any question that you have, literally, there's YouTube.
That's how Mike found me.
That is how I found you, yeah.
I just made videos of hats I sold over and over again.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure I messaged you about, was it the Snoop Dogg hat the very first time I ever talked to you?
I think so.
I believe it was, yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
You still have it?
No, I sold it like right after I listed it. I held on to it for a long time, but hey, it's just not one that I ever wore. I didn't want to wear it to the flea market and somebody be.
You know. Yo, is that a Snoop Dogg hat you have?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. What you mean? You ain't from Long Beach? What the fuck, dude? Right.
So, you a crip.
Yeah. Watch a lot of YouTube videos, boys and girls.
I think it's important to make contacts.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sell a bunch of your own shit and then sell a bunch of your family shit.
Okay.
That is, dude. You have so much stuff in your house that you don't even know. You just list. Insane. Are we doing?
What do you mean?
I feel like Steven's about to click the button.
Which button? This one?
The Bolo button.
I think it's time. Don't y'all think it's time? Are y'all about ready? It's
time. Yeah. Where's my phone? It's Bolo time. Drop your favorite cash fund. Oh, are we? I can't hear it, by the way. I'm being dead ass.
I think everybody. I wonder how many people just fast forward. They're like, I'm just here for the bolos. Y'all just fast forward on podcasts, just straight to the bolo time.
I do.
Because this is what we're talking about. This is the type of stuff you got to watch right here. Yeah. If you watched every single bolo time that we ever had, how much knowledge you would have already?
Here's one I found out about this week. Okay. Mike, have you ever heard of the CP company? No?
No.
Pants in particular for this. Where am I?
CP company. Does that CP never stand heard for of something?
I have no idea. I never heard of them until this week. Check this out.
Wow.
$240.
These are sold
cargo pants.
Yep, souls. There's the little one. There's the cheap ass one. Is the $80 one. Look at the CP company, and they have more than pants. I'm just showing you the cream of the crop right here. The different styles of pants. So if you come across anything with CP company on it, grab it, hold it, look it up, see if it's a winner or not. But more times than not, it is going to be a solid sale. You know, I have stuff that ranges in the $40, $50, $60 range, but those pants are some of their better items.
Yeah, I'm looking on their website right now. There are some
really expensive stuff.
Yeah, their hoodies are $500.
Mm-hmm.
Jackets, $800 and $900.
Yeah, I got two of them on the way.
Do you?
No, absolutely not. If you ever $800 on a jacket, you just better have somebody come look at me. My brain is hurt. Now, I will tell you this. Everybody knows about the Masters, right? Masters stuff is like gold.
Is that a fishing tournament?
Yeah, that's the fishing tournament.
Bassmasters.
Yeah. Now, there is a special part of the Masters called Berkman's Place. And so everybody knows, most people have heard of Berkman's, but they don't know what it is. So it's described like this. Berkman's is an ultra-exclusive hospitality venue at Augusta National, accessible only to select few during the Masters tournament. It's about 90,000 square feet, offering gourmet cuisine, 5 high-end restaurants, a putting course, replicas, and all this shit. And it literally costs you tens of thousands of dollars to get in to this every year. So that is why anything coming out of Berkman's Place, like their hats, are gold.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Absolute
damn
gold.
That's mine. A really, really good one right there.
Yeah. Do you know, is the tag on the inside different?
Yeah, it will say Berkman's. It will say Berkman's on it.
Okay.
Like, you'll have it like this. Okay. See the difference in the logo? It'll
look a little different, yeah.
Yeah, it'll have a different style to it. Or it will say Berkman's right on it. It'd be like, this is a Wooly.
Huh. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy. $300 hats, dude.
Yeah, then you'll have the ones like these, and these are just stupid. I'd love to have one of these. Either one of those, I would probably take somebody out for. Like to a dance or something, not physical harm.
Yeah, dude.
That's but insane. That's, I mean, you know, Masters, Augusta, you know, it's the annual thing, but this is the little gold nugget within the giant bar of gold.
Yeah. That's really good. I would have never known that.
I've sold 50,000 hats. I don't think I've ever seen a Bergman's.
That's but maybe good. You have. Maybe
I have.
Maybe dude,
I
maybe you it. Sold a freaking 2013 Masters hat for fucking $15. That is a Bergman, dude.
It was a Bergman. Yeah. Somebody took it and put it up on eBay for $400.
Yeah, that's insane. All right, here. I only got two, to be honest with you. This one's really good. I've showed some Militaria at some point, but this is a really good one. The M65 Fishtail Parka. Militaria's, if you can find the old stuff, it's good. Look for specifically, the tag will be in the lower left hand corner or behind the collar, either one. It'll be in one of those two spots or both. That will tell you the style. So M65.
And the date? How'd you know it was 1956?
I will show you. Where's the photo? Oh, right here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's printed on. It's like, you know, stamped? Printed on the inside of the. Yeah, it's like stamped. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the inside of the thing. So, and it says it again on right here on the patent or on the patent date 1951, I believe.
So, and that's on the vintage that's Military.
On, yeah, that's on the inside of the hood. It, they're just good. And you can get old Military stuff, dude. Trousers, even if they have holes in them, could be $200-$300. Like, there's like, don't go and look at desert camo, you know, unless it's like the good Patagonia or some of the good, you know, the good SF stuff. You know, that stuff can go for some good money. But if you find old, you know, World War eras, obviously the first one, but definitely the second one, and the Vietnam eras, you know, Military stuff, there, a lot of that stuff is actually worth some really good money, and it sells really quick. The other one is, because I don't know how many tool people there are in here, and I think people stay away from a lot of this bigger stuff a lot, you know, out far too often, but it's a come along. Anybody that doesn't know what a come along is, you can look them up.
Look it up.
You can get you out of the ditch.
The internet. This is the Little Mule 404 WN9, a 20-foot cable standard come along. It sold for $145. A guy bought both of them. This is the best part. And people, you know, people can roast me for this or whatever, dude. I don't care. But he paid $51 to have that thing shipped, dude. It cost me $24. So, you know, and he bought both. He bought two of them. So,
probably pretty heavy. Sold,
yeah, I mean, 22 pounds. So, like, you know, it sold pretty quick. They're not that big. Like, you know, the handle comes off of it. They're only probably a foot long, maybe something like that, maybe a little more than a foot. The handle is pretty long, so it's a little bit of a pain in the ass. But, dude, they're really easy to ship, and people will just pass over that at yard sales like that all the time. It's a quick $150. Right. So, and I'm sure it's not just that brand or that model. You can get a lot of come-alongs. They come in a lot of different they have chain come-alongs, all kinds of stuff. So just cool, like, things that look like, huh, it's heavy, might be expensive, check it out, you know? So two kind of off-the-cuff things up right there. Yeah, you got – yeah, you oh, got one.
Check this out. Look, Berkman's Place again, strikes again. Look at this. It's the tag, the ticket to get in.
Wow.
$300 ticket.
Holy cow.
Now, that's a lot because it's when Rory got his fourth win, his when he got his Grand Slam.
Wow.
But, I mean, the shirts are insane. This is a Masters shirt from Berkman's.
Holy, dude, $200.
Because you can't – these you can't buy. You can't buy them, from what I gather. You can't – and I didn't see it when I was there. You can't buy them in the regular – Augustus.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're sold at Berkman's. There's a special.
Yeah, I wonder friggin', yeah, I wonder who's to get, you know, getting into Berkman's, dude. Yeah, you know there's some freaking island hopping to get into Berkman's.
Berkman's. All right, you know what I have to bring up? I sold another hat from
Oh my show. God, dude.
Here we go.
Oh,
this is a beautiful Tex Ace. Another Tex Ace. I'm telling you, they sold super quick. This was 75.
I almost tried to outbid you for this one.
Yeah, it was a good one. And it was in awesome shape. Really good Tex Ace.
If I remember correctly, Steven, these two sales put you, all of your cost of goods are paid for, and you're breaking into profit, if I remember correctly.
I think we're pretty close, yeah.
I think your total was like just north of $100. It's like 120 or 130 maybe. So I think, yeah. And you still have a lot more hats.
Yeah. Holy cow, I didn't spend that much.
I bought
several.
This time.
Steven's already caught up on two, and then he's caught up and made some on just two. So.
Yeah. I don't know where Old Oaks is, but I knew it was a killer. It was any of these that are just have. I used to sell these for $49. Used to be my standard price, and I've gone up. I pushed it to $75 on these Tex Ace hats now. And I'm just
New York.
Yeah, I'm just waiting a few more days. I used to throw them up for $50 and sell them in 24 hours for the person that.
That is wow. Old Oaks beautiful. Country Club.
That is beautiful. Holy shit.
It's in Purchase, New York.
See, whoever is pulling up there, they can afford $75 for this.
Yeah, you think they're rolling in there with a sick Venti, though?
That's like, inside.
Yeah, I should have asked.
Dude, you think it's not the old guys, right? It's got to be like some rich tech bro that is rolling up in there with a freaking, like with a 80s, 90s freaking Old Oaks Country Club hat, dude.
Yeah.
Look at their ballroom, man. Look at the car. Is that a Rolls?
That's awesome. I know I can't see it, but it looks great. Yeah, it looks like a Rolls in there.
Yeah.
Nothing better than Rob trying to center his phone in the camera. Yeah.
I keep going the wrong way. You think I
have shaky hands, dude.
We're never getting in that club.
Yeah, no.
None of us.
We can sell a lot of $75 hats, so.
Yeah. We can get it after hours to clean it.
Yeah.
And I sold a boot.
Boom!
Irish Setter. That's a really good. This is more kind of a work boot. Fired Up was showing us the kind of cowboy boots last time, but the work boots are awesome. This one I don't think has ever been worn. And I got the most that anybody, this was the most any had sold on eBay in the last 90 days too, $90. Somebody sold one for $70, but it's just one of those I looked up. It was like $120 or $130 brand new. Mine looked like it'd never been worn. So I went with the $90 on it. And work boots $90 are rule. Just, yeah. I always pick up work boots that are in great shape because people, it's like a lot of guys have to buy them every 3 to 6 months anyways. And it's just an awesome, awesome item, work boots. There are the cheap like Walmart ones that I wouldn't probably pick up, but if you find decent brand work boots, it's almost always an excellent find.
Yeah, stay away from like the Enforcement series and stuff like that. That's all like Walmart bullshit.
People those pay are good money.
Though. And I want people to look though, because I did say that, like when we talked about this earlier about advice. Look at Steven's, just like look at his cover photo. Like, dude, that's a really good cover photo. It's like super well lit. You can see him, like, you know, basically the entire boot.
Look, all it needs is a hammer and saw behind it.
Yeah. Literally, dude. Yeah. And a guy in assless chaps and a tool belt.
Oh, I thought
that's a good photo, though.
Would that add an extra 30% assless chaps?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. I think so.
All right. I got another. I don't remember if I talked about this earbud brand before, but
uh-oh, here we go.
Have I talked about that one?
Yes.
Bang & Olufsen. I'm pretty sure
Bang & Olufsen. They've been around forever.
Yeah, they do a lot of, even if you find like their vintage speakers and stuff like that, they do a lot of audio stuff, and it's just a really good can be good modern or vintage speaker or tech brand. It's a really good one.
Yeah, they were like the B to if Bose was A back in the day, they were the B or the A2. They were right there with Bose for years now.
That's really cool. Those took a while. A pair of Bose probably would sell faster than I've noticed, but they kept a really good price.
$110 bucks.
Between the two of those, Bose did the better job at marketing.
Yeah. Were these like England? Or are they an American-based company?
I believe they're an American. Well, no, I don't think they're an American-based company, but they were very prominent in America. I just think they went about the way that they marketed themselves not as good as Bose did. Yeah. Bose was out there, and they were
they're Denmark.
You know, they were letting you know they were the shit, but everybody knew Bang & Olufsen. But they were higher. When I remember them, they were higher priced.
The name sounds expensive, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I think they put themselves at that price point. They were like, hey, we're here. Anybody can buy a Bose. But that kind of backfired on them. Everybody bought Bose because they were of equal quality.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, since they're Danish high-end. Danish.
That's where the Olufsen comes from. Olufsen.
I guess so.
Yeah. Just Bang is the American part.
Bang is the American part.
What else do I have here? I don't think I've talked about this style of vintage Nike. Maybe in a while. Maybe I have. But
seven panel. Oh, shit.
Yeah. There's you a vintage Nike running hat. This one took a while. And these are so weird. These vintage Nike running hats. Sometimes you can get 120. Sometimes you sit on. I still don't know exactly what the difference is between a $120 one sometimes and what makes it sit for 6 months and you get $50 for it. Because I had this one for bucks. Yeah, I had this one for quite a while, and finally took $50 for it. I had it priced up over around the $100 mark. So. I always come in pretty high on these because sometimes people are just looking for that exact style and that colorway, and they'll pay $100 for them. But anyways, that's a good one too.
I don't know if it's just being a picker, dude, but like, I'm happy that there's people that want to pay for this stuff. You know? I am. I'm telling you right now. I'm happy that there's
people. I don't think that if you weren't a picker, you'd give two shits, but
it's just like, well, dude, I don't even as a picker, I could not care less about like paying any amount of money for that Tex Ace hat or that hat, which is insane to me. That's why I'm like, damn, you know, those like, because those are killer, like, those are freaking like really good sales, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, there's people out there that are just like, they're not going out there grinding like us, you know what I mean? Getting all this sweet shit.
Yeah.
So. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, not all Nike running hats are the same, but
no,
99% of them are $10.
All Tex Aces though are $74.95.
Yeah,
especially when you can source them for like $5 and less on Fired Up Fives Whatnot Show.
Yes.
What do you mean, Quirky? Quirky said, I'm always thinking somebody is going to resell it.
Oh, like when somebody buys something from them. You're like, huh, did I price that too low?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, like, if... maybe
nobody's going to resell those ones. That's top of the market.
Yeah. 6 months, I mean, I had it for 6 months, so yeah. I gave it the good old college try to get even more for it, yeah. And it just didn't happen.
For sure.
Ugga is happy with you.
Yeah. And that's so awesome. You can let them try for 6 months. Maybe they can get $100 for it.
Yeah. $6 is, I guess, 6 months was worth 50 to you. So maybe 6 months will be worth another 50 to them.
By the way, Tennessee plus 3.5 wins.
Tennessee plus 3.5 wins. Oh, did. Who'd they play?
Are you talking about LSU?
Georgia ended up winning that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. LSU ended up being the Gators, I'm sure.
Yeah, they last I saw, they threw the Gators threw a pick six, which is bad for you. I mean, anytime you're sourcing, whether you're a Gators fan or not, you get tons of Gator stuff. So
I do get a lot of Gator stuff.
Them sucking is not good for
it's not
business.
Not bad great for the business. Biz, boys. Yeah. Not great for hey, but I'll tell you what is good for the biz, which the not isn't really an oh yeah, that's good for my city biz, but yeah. Freaking which isn't really all that great for me because I don't really ever sell any of it. But the day the Jags have a good season, dude. I'll tell you right now, dude. I'll tell you right now. Jags are the Super Bowl, dude. I'm about to have a freaking down payment on a house because I'm about to sell all my whole Jags collection for a freaking bag.
Every band logo.
Every band logo, lost. Every tee, all kinds of stuff.
They lost 20-10.
Oh, poor Gators.
Noise.
I kind of like the Gators. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Uh-oh, I don't have it open.
What is it?
Oh, no. I got to open it up. It's time for the giveaway.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm so jealous. Whoever wins the giveaway, DM me, and I'll give you $20 for it. Whoever wins the giveaway, I'll give you $20 for that, I swear.
The good thing
about... Hey, we have a... we should probably plug this a little bit. We have a... us three are in a hat Ray train, by the way, in 2 weeks. I know we still have another pod or two to do before.
I was pushing it tonight.
Well, are you? Yeah.
I was.
September the 25th. September the 25th. I believe it's probably... Oh, is it? I'm at 8 o'clock. Steven's at 9 or something, or so. I don't know. I can't remember the times, but it's later in the evening.
I've got some good ones saved up too.
I got some, bro. I got some diamond cuts, some scripts, some freaking shark teeth.
Really?
I swear to God. Yeah, I've been cooking up hard,
bro. That's good. I don't have no diamond cuts.
Oh, dude, I got big blockheads. I got, good Lord. I got some insane shit.
Where the hell?
Like, I'm talking sports specialty, 100% Woolies, two of them. Like, yeah, there's some good shit.
Let's see. Donnie J is at 7:15. Mike, you're at 8. I'm at 8:45. Steven's at 9:30.
Cool. Yeah.
That is on Thursday, the 25th.
Yeah. So that's going to be a super fun time. So. Everybody, honestly, a lot of people bring heat there too, not just us, but a lot of the people that sell on that, I feel like they do go out of their way to have better quality stuff for the most part.
Now, everybody that is a member, Corky, gets on the wheel as well.
Yeah, members get on the wheel, but you get a free one since you are here and you're in the chat. Membership's only, what did I say that? Like $1.99?
Cent.
Oh, I think it was
$1.99. And you and get you have to go show up.
Yeah.
Don't even show up.
Yeah.
All right. Jags sports specialty in Donnie's.
And we might go.
What Donnie say?
Donnie said tons of golf in his and a Jags sports specialty.
Hey, Donnie, can you shoot me an Instagram just so I can see it?
Hey, Donnie, I'm in this raid train. I can't be there to buy your crap.
All right.
Usually clean up in Donnie's. I love going to Donnie's shows.
All right.
Is it Let's do it on the screen?
I see it.
See, you got to be a member. You get a free entry. And when we go live on a crazy, wild Saturday night, you don't even have to be here. You're in.
I'm saying. I love it.
You're in. Right.
I love it.
Shuffle, shuffle, and spin.
And hey, while it's spinning, has anybody seen Donnie's Instagram about his setup?
Donnie, what a stud. Oh, Donnie shit. Wins. I know Donnie's about to get the freaking Bucks SS. And if anybody wants it,
Donnie's going to take that shaper because he had a message up here earlier. He dropped his and it blew up.
What? Would you drop it off the Eiffel Tower? Drop it. What, Donnie, what happened? Did you drop it and then run over it with your truck?
Have you seen his setup he has when he's out at the place? Uh-uh. Oh, check out his Instagram. Donnie, that is one hell of a setup.
Okay, Donnie. I'll get it to you. Appreciate you. Yeah.
Donnie, shoot me an Instagram DM. I want to see the sports specialty in case it's one that I need. So, all right. Anything else?
Here, check him out.
Did we crush it? Damn.
That's Donnie. That's Donnie's setup.
Dang, Don.
Right. There's his banner. Here comes the next rack. He got some.
Where's he at? Where is this?
He's got some stuff on these racks too, man.
Is that his house or something? What is that?
No, he does this market.
Oh, the market.
Yeah, Ocean Springs, Missouri, the 228 Vintage Market.
Ocean Springs, Missouri.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mississippi.
But I was going to say, that's far from old South Alabama.
Mississippi. I'm used to my family to him.
All right.
His racks are tight.
We'll see you, Quirky. Appreciate you hanging out. Hey, Donnie, to you. Remember, guys, we're always live on Wednesday. Unless we're live on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Or
Sunday.
Or Sunday. I'll try to keep it up. We'll definitely try to get live once a week. We got to go again in a few days. So get that squared away for you. And appreciate everybody hanging out. We'll see you again soon. Check out our members at the end. Make sure you follow them too.
Peace.
Thanks, dudes.
Mike's